Canadians cannot afford to let their guard down when it comes to fraud. According to a new survey conducted for Chartered Professional Accountants of Canada, CPA Canada, almost three-quarters, or 73%, of those surveyed replied that they had received fraudulent messages, and one-third, or 33%, had actually been victims of one or more types of fraud during their lifetime. March is Fraud Prevention Month in Canada. Joining me today on CFBS Radio is David Malamed, a CPA expert in forensic accounting and fraud investigation, to talk with us today about fraud and fraud prevention. Hi, David.
Hi there. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for joining me today to talk about fraud awareness.
My pleasure.
So can you begin by talking about some of the results of the fraud survey that was conducted?
Sure. You know, as you said, three out of four Canadians are saying that they have received fraudulent requests, and one out of three that were surveyed actually found themselves being victims. You know, the question really then becomes, well, where are they becoming victims and how are they becoming victims? And the number one and number two ways is through telemarketing as well as email. Mm-hmm. Email still is number one in terms of ranking position. If you think about the times when you get an email from, maybe it looks like it's from Amazon, and you click the response pretty quickly, if you had taken a couple of seconds just to be careful and you clicked on the email address, you may see that it's from abc123@gmail.com, which really has nothing to do with Amazon at all, and it's just somebody that's kind of fishing for your information.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the fraudulent trends that you're seeing now?
In terms of fraudulent trends, we're still seeing emails that are going fishing for your information. We're seeing COVID-related schemes, meaning
that's
terrible. People are offering, you know, ways to prevent COVID, vaccine. Right now, we're anticipating that there's going to be quite a bit of vaccine fraud, so make sure you go through the right channels. And somebody offers you that they've got a vaccine and that you can pay for it, I would be very weary, you know, in terms of what it is that they're injecting into you, anything at all. We're also finding that, you know, passwords are still becoming an issue, that people are trying to memorize their passwords and they're not changing them on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the old 12345 or whatever is not a great idea, right?
It's not. It's also not a good idea to use the same password with all the websites that you go to and all the places that you log in. But one thing that you've got to be cognizant of is that you don't want to try or attempt all of your passwords at any site that you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As soon as you do that, your passwords that you're typing in can be recorded by the other side. And now they potentially have passwords of yours to other websites.
That's very important for everyone to keep in mind. And how can I protect myself or my loved ones better against being frauded?
So number one, everyone's got to slow down. Got to slow down, do their own diligence, their due diligence, go onto the internet, check out what's being offered to you. If the person that you're trying to deal with won't take a phone call and only wants to deal by email, that's a concern. If the company name is similar to something you know, so if Amazon were to send you an email and it was AMZN and not fully Amazon, I'd be wary of that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's requesting money from you and asks you if you can transfer money over to them, that concerns me. You know, generally, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. You know, asking for personal information, if you do get asked for personal information, you have the ability not to respond by email or by phone. You can put down the phone or close the email, look up the phone number of a bank or a financial institution or insurance company or even Amazon, call them directly and ask them if they need information or asking you for information. And that's a certain way or a surefire way that you're getting the information to the party that you meant to be.
And is there any maybe specific advice that you might have for us that we can give to our senior loved ones? I know they're not so tech savvy and this may be a little hard for them sometimes when people are actually trying to fraud them. I mean, they want to believe that everyone is being honest. Is there some great tips that you might have as well for our senior population?
Yeah, you know, in terms of the seniors, don't be scared to pick up the phone and call somebody, a friend, a family member, who you can run the idea by of what's been asked of you and say, you know, does this sound like the right thing? I think that right now, in terms of COVID and kind of the different world we're living in, isolation, anxiety, inexperience, age are things that fraudsters are feeding on. And the only way to fight that or combat that is by the ability of reaching out and finding out, doing a bit of due diligence, but asking a family member or a friend, you know, can you tell me, does this make sense what's being asked of me?
And I think it's important to note as well that everyone has the right to say, I'm sorry, I'm very busy right now. Can I take your number to call you back?
100%. Anytime that there's a sense of urgency, there's a red flag for you straight away.
Mm-hmm. I think some of the senior population may feel that it's rude almost to say that you can't talk right away in case it is Service Canada or something important like that. But you do have the right to say, I'm sorry, I'll take your number and call you back for sure.
That's right. And as soon as you take that number, you can go online and look to see, is that the right number that you were given?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the number of who called you?
Mm-hmm. We all need to be skeptical these days.
I agree. We definitely need to be skeptical.
So thank you so much, David, for speaking with me today about this very important topic and sharing information with our listeners.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that was David Melamed, a CPA expert in forensic accounting and fraud investigation, talking with us today about fraud. This is Abigail Wellman for CFBS Radio, Blunt Sablanc.